You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of whom you gave me, I have lost none.'" It's always quite interesting to note that in Jesus' ordinary conversation, scriptures are being fulfilled. Jesus would just be having a conversation, and the Bible would say that it might be fulfilled that which was said by the prophet. In his ordinary conversation, in his ordinary life, he was fulfilling scriptures. Note that when they came for Jesus and Jesus identified that, yes, I am the one, he now asked that they should allow his disciples to go away. He said, "Let these go their way," in verse 8. Let them go their way. Jesus was prepared to go down alone. Jesus didn't want to go down with his disciples. That is leadership. You know, shame, the impact of shame is reduced if it is shared. For example, if they had to beat you publicly, only you, and remove all your clothes and parade you through the street, that's going to be shameful. But imagine if they had to do that for 5,000 people. So you remove the clothes of 5,000 people and then you are parading them through the street. Do you know, at the end of the day, they are not likely to, some of them would not even feel any shame. They may even become proud of themselves. You see, but Jesus would prefer to go down alone, to go through shame alone. Sometimes when you fail, you are comforted if other people failed. If it is only you that fail, you don't only feel your own pain. You feel the pain that you failed, but others didn't fail. But let's say you failed and others failed. Though you have failed, you will feel a bit comforted with the fact that other people fail. That is how the sinful man operates. But the new creation man does not operate like that. The new creation man seek the ultimate good of the other person, even if it is at his own expense. So you could see Jesus demonstrating proper leadership here. That if there is going to be suffering, pain, and shame, he would rather go through it alone than to include his disciples in his sufferings. So Jesus was the one that said, "Say, let my disciples go. Don't worry." And even in seeing that, you see, even in Jesus being selfless, in Jesus being truly loving, he was fulfilling scriptures. That statement, "Let this go," the scripture says in verse 9, that the same might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none." He was fulfilling scriptures. So it's very important that we emulate Jesus in this attribute of leadership, that you are not seeking for other people to go down with you. If it comes to going down, you are ready to put yourself forward, not to drag other people along with you. Jesus was so gracious, he was so loving, he was prepared to go through it alone. Always keep in mind that every character of Jesus that was penned down for us, they were all penned down to set for us as example. And we must emulate Jesus in our heart, even in this. May God give us the grace to be truly selfless and loving in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.